Okay, today's daf is Yevamos, daf Lamed Tes, and we are on Lamed Ches, on the base, the second to last daf. Keep in mind, I mentioned yesterday the scheduling note, I'm flying tonight, so the next year will be, next year here from Eretz Yisrael will be on Monday at some point. Tuesday morning will be the next shiur here. And Hashem, any of you, any of our listeners in Teaneck, I'll be giving the daf in Teaneck on Shabbos morning in Rinat, and Sunday morning as well. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. there in Teaneck. Hope to see any of our any of the chevra. Okay, so we are on Lamed Ches Amid Beis, second to last line. Abaya Amar. Abaya Amar. So what were we talking about? We're talking about the Mishnah. The Mishnah here on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, which discusses, which also appears in Maseches Ksubis, the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in terms of how to break up all of the properties. We know that a Shomeres Yavam that gets Nechasim, so she is independent, but she is not fully dependent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a relationship, as we'll see today, Hiknu Lo Min HaShamayim. Once the marriage takes place, then the Mishnah says, Hari Ki Ishto L'chol Davar, so then they are considered married. But up until that point, what is the halacha with her independence in real estate, her independence in selling and doing business with her property? So we saw that the first line of the Mishnah had said that Shemeres Yavam, Shenafel Anachasim, she gets property, she can do whatever she wants with it. Modim Meshame Mesila, everybody agrees she could sell Lechachila V'kayam with her properties. But if she dies, then there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Do we split it? That's what Beis Shammai says. Or do we keep the Nechasim in their Chazaka state? Whatever state they're in, we'll have to determine which is the state of Mechzakus. That was what Beis Hillel says. That is the Reisha and the Seifa of the Mishnah. So the question the Gemara is dealing with is, what's the difference between the two cases? Usually if somebody dies, then their possessions go to their children, go to their Yarshim. And yet here, when the woman's alive, seems like, so then she's totally in charge. And after she dies, you either go muhsuk or yachloku. So what's the difference between the first two, the two lines? So the first answer we had was ula, was maybe there's a difference between whether she's a shemeres yavam from erisin or shemeres yavam from nisuin. And each one goes one notch down. That is the first opinion. That was ula. Rabba did not like ula because Rabba said, then why are you bringing in the factor of misa? Doesn't make a difference if she died in that case. So Rabba says, no, it's case of Nisua. It fell after she was a Nisua, but the question is if she's still alive or not. If she's alive, so then she is a Vadai, and in Suffolk, Motsi Mide Vadai. If she died, then her Yarshim are also Suffolk, so it's Suffolk at Suffolk. And then the Gemara went into a little side tangent in terms of, does Beis Shammai really hold that? That ain't Suffolk, Motsi Mide Vadai, and that's the reason for the Reisha. What about these two cases? The Gemara brought in two cases, one from Baba Basra, the case of the house falling on the father and the son, and the one from Maseches Sota, where the husband dies before his wife drinks the Sota waters. Those two Mishnayos were brought as a side tangent, an important tangent, related to Suffolk Motzi Midei Vadai. But then we have number three, because Abaya does not suggest the and agree with Rabba's suggestions. Now we have number three, and that's what we're up to. Second to last line. Abaya Omar. Reisha, the case where she has full control and she can sell lechadchila, to naflula kishehi shomeres yavam. It depends. There's a third option. When did she get the properties? When did it fall to her? When did her relatives die? And now she gets properties. So in the first line, it's when she got them when she was a shomeres yavam. And therefore, her husband, her dead husband, never owned them. Never had any connection to them. It's purely hers. So the Yavam, we know, is a stand-in for the Baal, for the husband. But this was never the husband's, and therefore, that's why she has full jurisdiction of them when she's alive, when she's a Shomeres Yavam. Seifa, danaflu lak jitacht of the Baal. The Seifa, when there's a machlokas, is when items fell to her when she was originally married. And therefore, ironically, it fell to her earlier, whatever she fell to her earlier, she will have less power with. You might think, if she's had it for longer, then she has more power. No, it fell to her earlier, and therefore it was connected to her original husband, so her brother-in-law is going to have more power in that, because he is a stand-in. Vikasavar Abaya, and Abaya holds Yado Kiyada. And Abaya holds in this answer that, according to Beis Hillel, their hands are equal. What does that mean? Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, on the second line, Ksavar Abaya. How does Abaya explain this Mishnah? Yado ki yada velo yoter. Hilkach. Abaya holds that in Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel holds that when the question about who has more muchzakis, who has more power in these properties. So Beis Hillel says equal. The Yavama has some, the Shmeres Yavam has some, and the brother has some. Hilkach, that's when she is alive. So when she dies, you bump it down one. Kishameis v'ein li Yavam ba ela Zika, and only the Yavam now is a Zika because she's not alive anymore. Yado Guria miyada unachasim b'cheskasa. Says Abaya, Beisham, Beis Hillel holds that when she is alive in this state, so then she, meaning in the state, what's the case of the safe for the machlokas? The case of, she has stuff from her husband. So when her husband dies, says Beis Hillel, so now they're equal. The Yavam and the Yavam are equal. So when the Yavam dies, now the Yavam wins. And that's why it says Muchzakas. Beishamai says no. Beishamai says, as Rashi continues, that when she was alive, and now, after her husband dies, her hand is Nesua Yado Adifa Miyada. In the Nechse Malug, that's what we are talking about, he has a stronger hold of the Nechse Malug, because the husband is able to use it, and then when the husband dies, the brother is a stand-in. Ukashemes Yad Hayavam Ki Yadav Yachloku. But when the husband dies, the first husband dies, now they become equal. Yada yachloku, and therefore you split it. And therefore you always go down one level, says Abaya. Machlokes at root is between Beishamai and Beis Hillel. Are they equal originally? And therefore, when she dies, now the Yavam has the upper hand. Or when originally she is greater. And when she dies, so then they are now equal, and therefore yachloku. That's what Beis Shammai says. That's why they eventually are yachloku. And Beis Hillel says, no, nachasan, b'ches kasan, they stay in their muchzakis. That is how Rashi explains Abaya. Amrele Rava, says Rava, wait. Idenafle la kishihi tachtav debal. If the properties fell when she was married, as is being suggested, to kuliyama lo pligi diyado adifa miyada. Everybody agrees that his hand, the husband, the dead husband, is as a greater adifus, so that it should only go down one level from that to make it equal afterwards. So asked Rava, everybody would agree to that if it fell to her when they were married. Everybody would agree that Yado Adifa Miyada at that time, because he, the dead husband, has power of Nechse Malug. Remember we discussed yesterday the difference between Son Barzel and Malug. The Malug goes to him, and he has control, and whatever's left goes to her at the end of the marriage. So, says Rava, I don't like that suggestion. I don't think they could be arguing about Yado Kiyada or Yado Adifa Miyada in the time of the marriage, because for sure, Yado Adifa Miyada. So Ella, this is shot number 4 in the Mishnah. Ili ve'idi denaflu lakshi shomeres yava. Really, both the Reisha and the Seifa, she got property after her husband was dead, when she was a shomeres yava. That is the case. What's the machlokas? Whether maimer was done. Reisha delo avad b'mamar. Reisha is a case where she hadn't yet done maimer, and the nechasim fell to her, right, and therefore it is a case where she has the most power, because when she got it, she wasn't connected at all. And Seifa is a case where she had already done Maimar. And therefore, why does Beis Shammai say that she has a stronger hand, and therefore you're going to be Yachloku if she dies? Because remember, we had Beis Shammai already. What does Beis Shammai hold about Maimar? Right? Seifa da'ovid ba Maimar, v'ksava rava, Maimar le Beis Shammai, osev vadei arusa, v'safik nesua. Maimer accomplishes something, considering her in one regard like a Vadei Arusa, and in other regards like a Safek Nesua. What does that mean? Vadei Arusa Lidchos Pitzara. As we said, once Maimer is done, then all the other brothers are not allowed, not able to do Maimer, and therefore there's no connection between them. Like a Vadei Arusa, V'Safek Nesua, Lachlof B'Nechasim. But Safek Nesua to create Yachloku. Great Yechloku. Again, if there was no Maimer done, then she's totally independent, and everybody would agree. Even Beis Hillel would agree that she could do what she wants. She didn't do Maimer, she's a Shomeres Yavam. It's Nechasim that the husband, the dead husband, never had. It's only Nechasim that fell to her now, and therefore it's hers exclusively. But if she already did Maimer, then she's already connected to this Yavam. And therefore, regarding the other Tsaros, then for sure it's total, right? That's what we said earlier. And regarding Nisuin regarding the chasim Yerusha, so then there is a you say yachlok. Okay, there is a the Ritva here notes what happens if the Ritva has a lashon. This case is talking about it fell to her before Maimar. Then we say it is beches kasa. Says the Ritva, the efshar lebeishamai bechayim eino mocheres klal. What happens if it fell to her after Maimar, before she died? Right, our case in the Mishnah is she died. What happens, right, we say the safe is, it fell to her after Maimar, then she died, so Beishamai says Yachloku. What about if she was still alive? What would her power be? So says the Ritva, ironically, maybe it's less. The Efshar, de la Beishamai b'chayim eino mocheres klal. When she's alive, she can't sell at all. Why? The kivan sheomedes lichnos ein la limkar klal. When she does maimer, that's the first step of marriage. So there, remember, Shabbai says, maimer is kona kinyan gomor. So you see, this is the first step to marriage, even del raisa pashtus, and therefore when she is in the state of maimer, so then maybe she cannot sell at all. Ironically, once she dies, so now her yarshim get half. Right, when she was alive, he was about his left was in Lalim Karklal. Obebedesha Mesa, Dilo Kaimalaknisa, Ain Liavam Elamechsa, Valhachik Tani Mesa. That's why the case is, right? According to every answer, you have to say, if Mesa is not the Chilik, so why does the Mishnah bring in the factor of Mesa? So that's the Chiddush of the Ritva, that if she hadn't died, then she wouldn't be able to sell at all. But now that she died, that's why he says Yachloku Beishamai, and that's why Beis Hillel says Nechasim Beches Kasim. So ironically, when she's alive, she has less power. Only after she dies, then she has her Yarshim have some power. Good. Itmar Mishmei de Rabbi Elazar Kavase de Rava. Rabbi Elazar, right, it said, in the name of Rabbi Elazar like Rava. Rava was the one that gave answer number four here. The difference is Maimar or not Vitvar Mishmei, the Rav Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Kavasi Abaya, and in the name of Rabbi Yosi Chanina, it said like Abaya that the chiluk is when it fell. Meaning, case number two, the seifa of the Mishnah. Did she get the stuff when she was a Shomeres Yavam, just after Maimar? That's Rava. Or did she get it when she was married originally? That is Abaya. That was the chiluk. So mi amar Rabbi Elazar hachi. Does Rabbi Elazar really say that? Does Rabbi Elazar really say like Rava the differences between Maimar or not? V'amar Rabbi Elazar mamar the Beishama ain't a kona el lichos b'tzara bilvad. What do you mean? Rabbi Elazar says that Beishama is very limited. Rabbi Shama is limited. That is only enough to be docha the tzara. How could you say that it's strong enough to create yachloku? You get the impression from that line that it's very limited. So the Gemara has two answers. Number one, eifach. Okay, you're right. Switch it. Really, switch the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Meaning, he really holds like Rava, and like Abaya, not like Rava. The Abaya say more, the other answer we would have said is that no. Liolam leifel, don't eifach, switch it. When Rabbi Elazar says it's limited, that means it has some ramifications, but not all. Amr lecha Rabbi Elazar. Ki amri ana delos, what do I mean? That Beis Shammai's Maimar is limited to losagi la baget? Ella de boy nami chalitza. I say that it's not enough to have just a get. Meaning, let's say he wants to cancel the Maimar now. He wants to cancel the Maimar. Lo sagi lo baget, so it's not enough. Don't think that the Maimar is everything and all you need is a get. That's the limitation. Lachlok bin achasim de lokani mi amri. But to say that that there's no split of the nechasim, did I say that? No, I could agree to that. That the nechasim are yachloku in that case. Again, that's what we discussed earlier, Daf Chavtes, that Beishamai Shita is very strong in certain senses and weak in other senses. But to say that she gets some of the Nechasim here, that's fine. So Rabbi Elazar could fit in with the answer of Rava, it's not a problem. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amara, Papa, diyuka demasnisan kavasi da abaya, viafagav de kasha mesa. Rabbi Papa says, the language of the Mishnah sounds like abaya. Meaning that Naflula in the Seifa when she was originally married. The earlier case when she was Shemaris Yafam. The language sounds like Abaya, even though the factor of Mesa is a little difficult. Let's see. The language fits in good, fits in well, but the content does not. Diktani, because what's the language of the Seifa? What are we talking about? Nechasim ha-nechnasim v'ayotzenima. The language of what Meshama and Vesila argue about is the nechasim that go in and out with her. What does that mean? Where did it go in and where did it go out? What does that mean? So, my nechnasin and my yotzin. Lav, doesn't that mean nechnasin l'reshus haba'al? It went in when she was, when her husband was alive, meaning this property fell to her when she was married. The yotzin mireshus haba'al l'reshus ha'av. And now it's going to go out from the reshus haba'al to the reshus ha'av, at least partially. At least partially when she dies. So the language fits in, because nechnasin yotzin, mistama, that she was married. Right, that was number three suggestion out of four, was that the difference is when did the nechasim fall to her? When she was a shomeres yavam, that's the resha, or when she was previously married, that's the seifa. So that the Mishnah's language sounds that way. V'yavagav tekashe mesa. But according to Abaya, number three, we still didn't explain why mesa, why that factor was added in. Ademiflagi bagufu lachar mesa liflagu b'chayeh olaperos. Right, you could just have the same machlokas when she's alive. Fasulo midi, and there's nothing to do about this. Meaning, we explained why in number four there's a difference about mesa. That's what we just saw in the Ritva, the implicit chiddush. And number two, Rabba was saying that's the difference, alive or not alive. He was the best regarding why the factor of mesa was mentioned. That's gufa the difference. Number one, the first suggestion that we had from Ula, that also the Gemara never explained. One and three are problematic, why there's a factor of mesa in there. Two is explicit in the Gemara, and four we saw in the Ritva. But that's how the Gemara leaves it, that, yes, you're Nechinami, the language fits in, but the content is a little difficult. Okay. Last line of the Mishnah had said, a crucial conceptual line for this Masechta, and that is, once Yibam is done, they're married. Harehi ki ishto l'chol davar. That's the language. Knasari ki ishto v'chulu. L'ma hilchasa. So what is that? What is that in the Mishnah? Which halacha is it referring to? Because remember, the Mishnah says, they're married except. So what's the rule and what's the exception? They're married except the ksuba is on the nechasim of the first husband. That's what's mishubad. We'll get to the explain that by the Shem in a minute. So says the Gemara. L'may hilchasa, amar Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. So we had these couple of lines already. So what does it mean? Rabbi Yosef Rechanina says, lomar shemegarsha beget umachzira. Those are two different chidushim. Number one, after Yibam is done, if he wants to do something to his wife, he has to do gerish. He has to do gerishin. Can't do chalitza. Now they're married. So gerishin is what is needed. What happens after gerishin? He wants to retake his wife? Can he? Yes. Why? Why don't we say, does the original isser of Eishas Ach kick in? No. Once they're married, they're married. And therefore he has the heter. Kivan the hutra hutra. Once it's mutter, then it is mutter. He would be allowed to remarry his wife. That's Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, what it's telling us. Says the Gemara, Umagarsha beget pshita. Right, what's the chiddush of that? He's married. Of course, you would need a get. No. Salketaita chamina, hoel v'ksiv, ulokachalo l'isha, v'yibma. Even after he takes her for a wife, it still says v'yibma. There's some vestige of yibum. Amarachmana, v'yibma, amarachmana, v'adayin yibubi, arishan aleha. And you might think there's some idea of the yibum still on him, b'chalitza in beget lo. You might think b'chalitza in with chalitza beget lo. Meaning what? Not only get, you would also need chalitza. Kamash malan, that's how the Ritva says it. Kamash malan, that's why the chiddush is, no, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, explaining our Mishnah, once marriage, only get. Says the Gemara, okay, what about the next line? Machzira pshita. So that he could, once he's fully married, so then of course, machzir grushaso. That's a pasuk. Salkadai dachamina, you might have said no. Mitzvah deramye arachmana ale avda. The first time he got married, he did a mitzvah. So fine, that's why he was able to get married and stay married. Hashta tekem ale b'isra'eshes ach. Maybe the isra'eshes ach is chozer v'neir. It comes back. Kamash malan, we don't say that. No, once mutter, always mutter. The emahachanami, who says, maybe it should be limited. How do you know that this is correct? Amar kra, ulakach alo le'isha. Focus on the first line. Kivan shalakacha hari ki ishto l'chol davar. So we learned something from the first phrase, and we learned something from the second word. Kivan shalakacha havi le ki ishto. Okay, a couple of points. Number one, remember an important tosfos we discussed back in the first parak. Ches amid veis. We discussed a tosfos there, who just says, you know, we have the whole discussion that on daf chaf about asi dochalosa say, if there is a woman who is a chayve lavin. So, me'ikra din, the maskana was, on a daraisa level, we should say that they could have be a rishona, or at least chivalas bia. But, regozer atu bia shnia. That was the case where we wouldn't even allow the Yibam to take place or Bia. Ask Tosas, Chesam Abeis. So how do we know by a regular case of Yibam? Maybe by a regular case of Yibam, you should say that only be a Rishona is Mutter Mishum Eishas Ach. How do you know that it stays forever? Just like we have the case on Dav Chav that says Asi Dochalosa say doesn't work forever, so too in a regular case. Why do we say it works forever? So Tosas says, no, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that's Mutter. The Yeshlom Artosva said, to be a shniya lo tzrichakra, the svarahu, the lo ama rachmana yavo aleha legarsha achar bi rishona. It can't be. Tosva basically says. He doesn't say the words, but we mentioned then, drachea darchinoam. It's probably connected to that idea. It can't be that in an unusual case where there's chayvei lavin, then it could be on a daraisa level, you know, it just works out that there's a mitzvah on you that you should do, but we're not going to let you because of Biyashnia. But on a Daraisa level, you should do Biyarishona and have to get divorced before Biyashnia. On a Daraisa level. But by a regular case of Yibam, that's what the Torah always demands for you to get married and get divorced. You have to Biyarishona. That can't be, says Tosfos. That's what Tosfos says there, relating to our case. That once you're married, you're married. You can't say that you have to get divorced. That's what our Gemara says. Hariyu ki ishto l'chol... L'chol davar, right? That is a regular case. The Rashba also expands upon this. If you look in the Rashba is in Kiddushin Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara, the Rashba there discusses cases of let's say a Kohen is married to an Almana. Could be married to an Almana. He's allowed to be married to an Almana. And then he's appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol can't be married to an Almana. So do we say, the Gemara discusses, kivan de hutra hutra. Well, since at the time he got married, it was mutter, so he stays mutter. Or do we say not? What do we say? So the Gemara ends up saying, kivan de hutra hutra. He could stay married. So in that context, the Rashba discusses. So why don't you say that by chayve lavin, by yibum, kivan de hutra hutra? Once you say, asi dochalosa, say by via rishona. So why do we say on a daraisa level, she'd have to do yibum and then get divorced? So that's why we don't even allow via rishona because of the gzera, that you might have problems with via shnia. Why don't you say kivan de hutra hutra? Asks the Rashba. So says the Rashba there, Kiddushin Chaf Aleph, V'yesh Lomar, Tehasam lo shari la niha lakra behedya. It's not that the Pasuk says that's mutter. Okay, you use the principle of Asi Dochalosa say. But it's not like the Pasuk says it's mutter. Ela de medrash kadar shinan. Mishim da asi asi vidochilosa say. Ubevi arishona, dik asi shar yeshnia, delek asi asira. But here, by Yibum, the Torah says mutter, period. The Torah explicitly says mutter in this context. There you could say, hov ishtari ishtari. Right? Once it's mutter, it's mutter. Once you're the wife, you're the wife. Like our Gemara says, you become ariki ishto l'chol davar. Right? You can't compare the cases. And remember, related to this, we've quoted this twice already, but we got to quote this every 10 blot. This is crucial. The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin and Afnun Gimel, where the Yad Ramah says, has a very strong formulation of what we call hutra. What's the difference? Ase dochalos ase, giving a svara for Tosfos and the Rashba. Why do we say by ase dochalos ase, you don't say kivin do hutra hutra? Not only because, what did Tosfos and the Rashba say explicitly? Because it wasn't mutter explicitly in the Torah, you used the svara of ase dochalos ase, that's why it doesn't last. Mashaykin here, this is explicit in the Torah. What's the lumdus behind that? The difference between hutra and dechuya. You might say, when it comes to cases which just happen to be together, yibam doesn't usually have cases of chayve lavin also. So that's what you would say dechuya. The isra is here and you push it aside. But by eishas ach and yibam, the eishas ach isra doesn't exist. It's not like it's being pushed off. And that's why you say kivan dehutra hutra here. Lo tikshi lecha, says the Yad Ramah, Sanhedrin and Gimel. The shiny iser eishes ach, the chikam madchi b'makam yibum. Lav mishum de asi asi v'dachi es lo sasei hu demitchi. It's not because of asi docha lo sasei. Ela mishum, de kiva de lo mishkachas yibum, ela gabe eishes ach. It always comes up like this, memela, shamas, de lo asa rachmana eishes ach, ela shelo b'makam yibum. The iser of eishes ach only exists where there's no yibim, could go in hecha deish lo zera. Aval hecha demes below zara, lo asra Torah. There's no isra isha zach here. L'ma adever dome. Achos isha is only asr when the wife is alive. When the wife dies, it's still your former wife's sister, but it's not asr. There's no isra of achos isha in that case. That's just the mitzias. The amtalach isharia v'yafilu b'biyashnia. But by chayve lavin, you don't say that. It's tachuya, what we would call. And therefore, it does not last. That's an important discussion related to our Gemara here about once the marriage takes place, harihi ki'ishto l'chol davar. Then the Gemara had a Mishnah had a key line. Back to our Gemara now. Second to last line. First wide line. Ubilvach it takes ksubasa v'chulu. As long as, right, they're fully married, but the ksuba is on the first husband. What does that mean? The second husband, when he does yibam, he has to write her a ksuba. He has to write her a ksuba. But his nechasim are not meshubit to the ksuba. Usually, when a husband writes a ksuba to his wife, so he writes, you know, I'm obligating myself in all these obligations, and all of my property, right, with the famous line in the ksuba, even the shirt off my back, glimod al katvai, right, even the shirt off my back is meshubid, I have to make sure to pay in a case, chas v'shalom, if that's a divorce, I have to pay the ksuba. So that's the chiddush. By a yavam, his property is not meshubid. The original brother's property is meshubid, right, because he died. He dies. His nechasim should pay the ksuba. His brother's getting married. Okay. So you need the ksuba, but his nechasim, the shibud is on the dead brother's property. My taima. So why do we say that? Why do we say that it's not his, it's the original brother's? Isha hiknu lo min hashamayim. There's the key line. Right? That's the description of Yibum. Hashem was makne. Hashem created this kinyan on a daraisa level. Hiknu lo min hashamayim. We'll see that. We'll see where the Rambam quotes that in a second. V'leslem in arishon takino lamisheni. But you should know. Let's say the first husband doesn't have any property; he was very poor. So then midrabanan, the second one takes it on. Kadesh shalote kalabein avlotzia. Right, the reason for ksuba in the first place. The Rambam quotes this line in the first halach in Hilchos Yibam. Right, it's such an important line in this pesachta. Got to remember this. Yibam is lamites. Right, describes the Yibam bond as a God-created bond. Hiknu lo min hashamayim. And the Rambam quotes it. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Yibam, mitzvah zaseh min haTorah, sheyibim adam eishes achiv miaviv. It's a mitzvah daraisa for a person to do yibim to his paternal brother. Bein min hanisuin, bein min haerison. Even if his brother only had erison. Imeis below zera. Sheneemar uven ein lo, yivama yavo aleha. Says the Rambam, min haTorah, eino tzarech lekadesh yivimto, shezu ishto, hi shehiknu lo min hashamayim. There it is. Ela yavo aleha v'ksubasa al nechse bala shemes. That's the whole first halacha. So what does the Rambam feel that's crucial that we know at the beginning of Hilchos Yibam? Hiknu lo min hashamayim, but the ksuba is on the earlier one. What is the ksuba being on the earlier one? Is that just a practical lemaisa dini mominis obligation that took place? Or does that reflect something conceptually about the brother is now a real stand-in to the first brother. And the first brother is somehow, Kabbalistically for sure, we discussed that Ramban in Vayeshev, that the brother's neshama. But this is the language of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Yibam. Then he talks about, he doesn't even mention Chalitza. Doesn't even mention chalitz in the first halacha. That you have to wait till the second halacha. Lo ratzel yabein, o shelo ratzas he, if one of them doesn't want to, harei zechol eitzlo, v'yachak tein muteres li nasi la'acher. U'mitzas asim in a Torah lachlos, im lo ratzel yabein. Shemra v'cholza na'lo v'chulu, u'mitzas yibin kodemas l'mitzas chalitza. Fine. That is the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Yibam. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer. Once we're talking about the Ksuba, it's important to, let's just read the Shulchan Aruch, which we haven't done enough of in this Pesachta. In Kuf Samach Vav, describes what happens in the case of Chalitza. Kuf Samach Vav. Hayavama holeches achra yava b'macham shehusham u'bezdin osin lo eitzah hogenes l'shteyim im liyabim im olachlos. Okay, so Bezdin advises them what to do. Min haTorah ein tzarech lekadsha ela ba aleha v'chachamim tiknu shelo yavo aleha ad sheyikadshena b'fnei eidim b'kesef o b'shtar v'hu hanikra maimer. Right, chazam midaraisa, all you need is bia. But the Shulchan Aruch says we do ma'amar b'fnei eidim with kesef or shtar v'hu nikra ma'amar v'mkitsha b'shtar nami mikra ma'amar v'filnas on the prut of ari omar harem kudeshesli v'chulu different cases v'tzricha gamkein chupa akar kiddushin kimo sharisha. We had that earlier. There might be two tracks. If you choose the ma'amar track, then you have to have chupa. Okay, if you don't do Maimar Bizman Azet, so then you violated the Durabanan way of doing Yibam. Next, the Enos and Maimar El Midaito, we had that machlokas earlier. Kosev Laksuba. Here's ours. He writes a Raksuba. Don't misunderstand the Mishnah as the second husband does not write her a ksuba. Of course he writes her a ksuba. A man and woman, Jewish man and woman, cannot be married without a ksuba. He writes her a ksuba. It's just that his property is not mishubad, is not leaned to the ksuba. That the properties that are leaned, meaning this yavam takes responsibility to make sure she's going to get the ksuba if something happens. From his brother's property, not from his. If his brother doesn't have property, vim ein l'rishon nechasim ksubasa nechse hayavam. Right, then he has to take care of it. But that's what the Mishnah means. Of course he has to write a ksuba. But it's just that the nechasim are only meshubit from the first. Just once we have it open, read the next halacha. Nolad lo ben mimena. If, mazel tov, they have a child, ein sarech likroso al shem achim ames. We discussed that earlier. You don't have to call him by the dead brother. Right? That's not the halacha. Right? You don't have to call him by the dead brother. Right? That's one of the few times. It happens a few times. Right? The Shulchan Aruch tells you what you don't have to do. Almost every halacha in Shulchan Aruch is what you have to do. Once in a while, you get a halacha of what you don't have to do. Right? You don't have to call the, befeirish. Ein sarach. You don't have to call the brother by the dead brother's name. Where else does the Shulchan Aruch say this? You don't have to do something? One pops into my head. It could be many. You don't have to make kiddush shal shudis. Says that Beferish. Ein sarach lekadesh, because it's controversy what the Rambam says. The Torah thinks that the Rambam thinks you have to make a kiddush shal shudis, and if you read closely, the Rambam says no, you have to be koveya every suda on Shabbos with wine. But he only says two kiddushes, meaning you have wine during the meal, according to the Rambam. Mishabura quotes, the Nosek Galen quote, that it's a good idea to have kiddush during shal shudis, to have wine during shal shudis, to be yotzei the Rambam. But the Shulchan Aruch notes Beferish. He says in the Beis Yosef, he thinks the Torah is wrong. The Rambam does not say you make kiddush. So he says, Ein Sarech Lekadesh Alayayin. Another Ein Sarech. Okay. We continue now. Says the Mishnah. This Mishnah could have been the first in the Masechta. But we discuss why that's how the Masechta starts off. Mitzvah Begadol Yabim. It's a mitzvah for the oldest brother to do Yibum. Mitzvah for the oldest brother. Lo Ratza Mahal Chalakala Achin. The oldest brother does not want to do Yibum, then you go to the other brothers. Go to the other brothers. Machlokas Rambam Ravid. Do you still go in order? Once it's the oldest brother that doesn't do it, is there any adifus for the next older brother? Older, not oldest. That's a machlokas. The Rambam says, once the older brother is not doing it, then it's what's called nisparda hachavila. Then the whole rope disintegrates, and there's no reason. You go to any of them. That's the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, me'achar shenis talik hagadol shemitzvah bo harikulon shavin. Okay, that's the Rambam. Only the oldest and everybody else is equal. Amar Avram, Ve'ech Yomar, Shekul and Shavin. Ve'ani Roa B'Gemara, it says in Gemara, Daf Chav Dalet, earlier, Mitzvah B'Gadol Yavim, Lo Ratsa Holchin Achar Gadol, Alma Kol HaGadol Mechaveru Kodim LeMitzvah. Machlokas Rambam Ravid, whether the whole thing falls apart or not. Again, interesting to think about the lumdus behind this. When the older brother does not do, is there any difference conceptually between when the older brother does it and anybody else? Is there any difference? Mitzvah b'gadol yavim. We really try to get the oldest brother. Is there more mitzvah by the older ones and more just kiyum matir by the younger ones? Right. The fact that the Torah alludes to the oldest brother by calling the oldest brother the son. Right, remember we discussed that the only exception to the rule in Eina Mikra Yotzim De Pshuto, HaBachorash or Teilet is referring to the oldest brother. Why does the Torah do that? We didn't really discuss this then. Right, back on the Chavdalet or so. Why does the Torah not say it? Right, it's alluding to the oldest brother. Is there something unique about the oldest brother's Yibam versus everybody else's? So that might be behind this Machlokas Rambam Raivin. Well, what's the oldest brother's not doing it? Then forget it. They're all equal. What do you say? No. There's a similarity between them. Keep going down. It's Machlokas. Okay, so Mitzvah B'Gadol Yavim, Lo Ratza, Malchah Kol Ha'achin, you go after all the brothers. Lo Ratzu, if they're not interested, what if nobody's interested? Nobody's interested in what? So Gemara will discuss this. The Gemara will say, nobody's interested in doing anything. So then, Chozun Eitzal Gadol, you go back to the Gadol of Omrim Lo, and we say, it's up to you. Alecha Mitzvah, O Chalotz, O Yavim. Do something. Do something. That is the, well, we go back to the older brother. Tala B'Katan, Ad Sheyagdil. What happens if the oldest brother doesn't want to do Yibum? And there is a katan. Here, katan means real katan. As Rashi says, katan mamish. Why is Rashi saying this? Because in a minute we're going to have the word katan, and it's not going to be katan mamish. So here, katan means katan. Let's say there's an older brother, there's a brother, that's six. And maybe, let's wait to see what he wants to do. Maybe he'll do yibam. So tala b'katan ashe yagdil, if you're waiting for that, or ubigadol ashe yavom imdina sayam, or there's a gadol, the oldest brother is away, on a faraway trip. So you want to wait for him to come back. Okay, you want to wait for a cheresh or shota who might get healed. Ein shomen lo. In all these situations, you don't wait. You don't wait for a child to get older or for a gadol to come from Medina Sayam. You have somebody here to do something. You have one of the brothers here. We don't delay. Ela omrim lo alecha mitzvah o chalos o yabeim. We say, you do it. You do it. You know, you figure something out. We don't delay and wait for another brother. Good. Itmar, bias katan v'chalitzas gadol. So, here the word katan does not mean katan mamish. Here katan means, Rashi says in the second white line, that it means younger. Which is better? The gadol, the oldest brother is ready to do chalitza, but a younger brother is ready to do yibum. So which wins? And they're both standing here. So, pligi bar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chadam ar bias katan adifa, because that's yibum. V'chadam ar chalitzas gadol adifa, because it's the oldest. Which is a big, more important factor. Mandamar bias katan adifa da mitzvah b'yibam. Umandamar chalitzas gadol adifa. B'vakam gadol bias katan lav klumi. The factor of oldest redefines the whole case. This gufa might be what they're arguing about too. Our issue. Meaning, is what the older brother does, even if it's the backup, even chalitza, that might be greater fundamentally than the bia of a younger brother. So Tanan, that's a machlokas. So Tanan, lo ratza, machzira no kala achin. What did Mishnah say? If he, the older brother, didn't want to do it, then you go to the other brothers. My love. What does that mean? He didn't want to. My love, doesn't that mean lo ratza liyavim ela lachlots? Doesn't that mean he didn't want to do yibam, but only chalitza? Vikatoni, mahalchin etzalachin. And it says you go after the other brothers. Shma mina. If that's our understanding of the Mishnah, what does it prove? If the older brother wants to do chalitza, you still don't listen. Bias katan adifa. Doesn't that prove that shita? Skamar says lo. That might not be the correct understanding of the Mishnah. Lo ratza lachlos velo liyabim. In other cases, the older brother didn't want to do anything. So then you go to one of the other brothers to do something. Skamar says, really? So let's compare. Dichvasa gabe ha'achin. So if that's what lo ratza means in the resha, that he didn't want to do anything, so that must be what it means in the seifa. Similarly, gabe ha'achin, lo ratzu. Lo lachlos velo liyabim. So we're saying that when it says lo ratzu by the brothers, if they don't want to do anything, so then what? Amai chozun etz lagadol. So then now, what do we just have the case? So if nobody wants to do anything, so then why do we go back to the older brother? Lemich pe to force him. Lekafila did too. Why don't we just force the others? If nobody wants to do anything, so why do we go back to the first brother? Just, you're already here talking to the younger brother, so just force him to do something. Skamara says no. Kiva de mitzvah ale dide ramya, since he is the first and primary mitzvah doer, le dide kafinan. If you're going to force anybody, we force him. But again, no raya from our Mishnah to that, to the question of bias katan and chalitzas gadol. Tanan, what about the next line? Tala b'katan ashe yagdil. Ein shomen lo, if you're waiting for the katan to get older, you don't listen. Ve'i bias katan adifa, ma'in shomen lo, nintar dilma gadol umiyabeim. But what do you mean? If the bias katan is better than chalitzas gadol, why don't we wait? Why don't we wait to get the bias katan? Maybe he'll want to do yibam. Then where it says, one second, ula taimech, ube gadol ashiyavam midinas hayan, ain't shomen lo. The gadol's coming from overseas. Why don't we wait there either? Amai nintar dilma asi vi umiyabim. We changed the girsa too, right? So why don't we wait there? So the answer is, no, you can't prove anything from the delay case. Why? Because there, we try to do everything right away. Ela kol shehuye mitzvah lo mashinan. We don't delay a case in that regard. Shehuye mitzvah lo mashinan. This principle is used in many other contexts, just to quote maybe one or two. The Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Lamed Hei. Right? What's the case? Do you? It's Wednesday night, and I still haven't done Kiddush Levana. Do I do it Wednesday night, or do I wait till Motzi Shabbos? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, it depends. It depends what's the date of Motzi Shabbos. If Motzi Shabbos is going to be early enough, so just in case it's cloudy, there'll be a couple of days afterwards, so delay it and wait till Motzi Shabbos. So hopefully you'll have a time, even if it's cloudy. But if it's like the 13th, on Motzei Shabbos, and you're not leaving yourself too much time, Shihuye mitzvah lo mashinan. Right? We don't delay, quoting our Gemara, and therefore, you do it right away. Kolhecha de ra'ui hu lehistapek sheta'avar ha-mitzvah, ein mashin osa afilu kedei la'asoso yosem en ha-mufchar. And he says, you know what the ra'i is? Yivam islam etes. Right? Even if you're right that there might be, the gadol is coming from overseas, and a gadol doing yivam is greater. But says the Truma Sadeshin, the principle of shihuye mitzvah lo mashinan means, if there is a chshash that the mitzvah might not ever be done, right? What if the gadol is going to die? Whatever it is. So then you do the less mufchar mitzvah now rather than take your chances to do the possible better mitzvah later. That's what the Truma Sadeshen says. That's the principle of shihuye mitzvah lo mashinan. Right then, that's quoted in the Ramah in Siman Tav Chavav in Hilchos Kiddush Levan. Also quoted elsewhere, the famous discussion that we like to have in terms of long-term, short-term view by mitzvos, right? The Radvaz and the Chacham Svi discuss this. In the case, the Radvaz and the Chelek Dalad, in Simon Yud Gimel, the case where Ruvi's in jail, and he could get out of jail one day a year to daven with a minyan. So what day does he choose? What does he choose? This was the Machlokas. The Radvaz says, B'tchilo kasav, originally I thought that maybe he should choose Yom Kippur. And then I switched and I said, no, maybe not Yom Kippur, maybe Purim, Pursume Nisa. And then the questioner says this and this. So said the Radvaz, today. Today, Shihuye Mitzvah Mashinan, who knows what's going to be. And then he also calls Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvos, and therefore, do it right away. Because you don't know, Eina Deyodea Matan Scharin Shal Mitzvos, do it right away. The Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss discusses, we're not going to go through all the details right now, we've just quoted this in the past, he quotes the four principles that seem similar, but are all unique and different. Shihuye Mitzvah Lo Mashinan, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Zriza Magdimin Lo Mitzvos, and Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos. Four different principles, and he goes through, even though Achronim and even Rishonim sometimes use them interchangeably, but Chazal used them in a meduyik way. And the Shihuye Mitzvah Lo Mashinan, what's that one? That's not Zriza Magdimin Lo Mitzvos. Shihuye Mitzvah is specifically where there's a chance that the mitzvah won't ever be done. If you don't do it now, you do it now, even in a secondary way. That's this principle of Shihuye Mitzvah Lo Mashinan. The other principles each have their own definition, which we won't focus on right now. Right, let's continue. Is Ta'amre, some suggest, going back to the machlokas that we had earlier, regarding Bias Katan and Chalitza's Gadol. Is Ta'amre, Bebiya Kuli Amalo Pligi de Bias Katan Adifa. Others have a different formulation of the machlokas. Everybody would agree that Yibum of a younger brother is better. Everybody would agree to that. Ki Pligi B'Chalitza's Katan. The machlokas is, what about chalitzas katan? Meaning what? Vachi itmar. Chalitzas katan v'chalitzas gadol. Meaning once you're out of the world of Yibam, which is the Iker mitzvah, so is there any difference between who does chalitza? That's the machlokas. Pliki bar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chad amar chalitzas gadol adifa. V'chad amar ki adadi ninu. There's no difference. Man da amar chalitzas gadol adifa da mitzvah begadol. The mitzvah is begadol. And again, there are a lot of assumptions here. The mitzvah is begadol, even if he does chalitza, and chalitza is considered part of the ikar mitzvah. Ve'idach yamina mitzvah begadol in yibam, aval eni chalitza kadadi ninu. Ragufa machlokes amorayim. How connected? This comes up every four plot in this mesechta. How do we look at the chalitza being a backup to yibam? Right? Do you say it's also part of the mitzvah? Do you say on the other extreme, it's not a mitzvah at all? It's a pure matir. And you know what? Even if a woman has no intention of getting remarried, maybe she doesn't even have to do it. Right? The first Chacham Tzvi, Siman Aleph. Right? Big discussion. So again, you could go from one extreme that chalitza is purely a matir to another extreme. It's a perfect backup to the mitzvah. That guva might be what they're arguing about here. Period. So now we're going to try to quote all of the parts of our Mishnah like we did earlier, but relating to this formulation of the machlokas. Right? This formulation says, the machlokas is about the chalitzas. Tanan lo ratzu chozrin eitzel gadol. If all the other brothers don't want to do it, you go back to the gadol. So my lav, what does lo ratzu mean? My lav lo ratzu liyabim el alachlots. Doesn't this mean they don't want to do yibam bar chalitza? Viktani chozrin eitzel gadol. Vishma amina, which means they didn't want to do yibam, but they want to do chalitza. And it still says you go back to the older brother. Shramina chalitza's gadol adifa. Doesn't that prove everybody wants to do chalitza? You go back to the oldest brother. Says Gemara, lo ratzu means lo lachlos v'lo liyabim. like we said earlier. So we said, if that's true, dechvasa gabi gadol. So if that's what the seifa means, so that must be what it means in the resha. Lo ratza lo lachlos velo liabim. Ela amai chozer neitzel gadol. So then if nobody wants to do anything, why do you go back to the gadol? Lich michpe lekafye liditu. So Gemara answers, as we said earlier, kiva de mitzvah leidide ramye leidide kaifinan. Once nobody wants to do anything, you go back to the original source. Tashma.
Why?
Sorry?
Why?
Why?
Are they equal? Are we talking about the second guy who said they're
equal? No, we're saying, well, we asked the question of, if you say that they don't want to do anything, why do you go back? So just say, no, this is even within the other shita. According to either shita. Even if you want to say they're equal. Even according to that shita, the Gemara is saying. Even if they're equal, so still, if neither of them want to do it, you still might go back to the first one. Like we said earlier, even if there are equal when they're done, but still, if neither of them, meaning if he suggests, I'll do it. But if neither of them, and you're going to force somebody, you'll go back to the person who the original mitzvah was.
Right, but you're saying, but according to the second shita, we're saying the mitzvah is only with respect to Yivum, with respect to Chalitza, there is.
Right, regarding Chalitza, they're equal. But I'm saying, but let's say now none of the brothers want to do anything, so you're going to have to force somebody. So who are you going to force? So you're going to go back to the person who started the whole story, according to the Torah law. The whole Yimei Chalitza story. Even according to the opinion that says that they're equal by Chalitza. Tashma. Tala begadol ashiyavu medinas hayam, ain shomin lo. Again, we don't delay. V'yisagad ala Chalitza's gadol adifa, amayin shomin lo. Nintar demu yasi b'chalitz. Right? If the gadol is greater, so why don't we wait for him to come? The Gemara says, lo taimeich, begadol ashiyagdol, ain shomin lo. Amayin nintar demu gadol, umi yabem, maybe he'll do yibam. Elo, we say, you never delay. Kol shihu ye mitzvah lo shahinan. Fine. Tzan asam. Says the Mishnah in Meseches Bechoros. Mitzvahs Yibam Kodemes the Mitzvahs Chalitza. Yibam comes before Chalitza. What in the world is this doing in Meseches Bechoros in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah there has three or four cases of where you have two mitzvahs related to each other. Mitzvahs Pidiyah comes before Mitzvahs Arifa. When it comes to Pidyon Chamar, it's better to be Poda than to do Arifa. So there it throws this into the end of the first parak. So Mitzvahs Yibam Kodemes the Mitzvahs Chalitza. Barishona Shayim Eskavim L'Shem Mitzvah. Originally, this only applies when they had kavana l'shem mitzvah to do the mitzvah of yibum. Achshav shem eskavim l'shem mitzvah amru mitzvahs chalitza kodemes the mitzvahs yibum. So now we do chalitza before yibum. Amar Rav ein kofin. Rav says ein kofin. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. What does it mean we don't force? Rashi says means we don't force to do chalitza though. If they both want to do yibum, we allow them to do yibum. That's how Rashi understands this this line of Ein Kofin. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, bitchila, we don't force liyabim because they don't have kavana. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says going on the Barishona, when they will be miskavim l'shei mitzvah, even then we wouldn't force to do yibam. Okay, the machlokas, let's go with Rashi. Right, we don't force today. If they both want to do yibam. Ki asu l'kame d'rav, amar lahu, when people used to come in front of Rav, a yavam and a potential yavama. Amar lu, ibaz chalos, ibaz yabim, b'didach tala rachmana. It's up to you. V'im lo yachpos ha'ich, ha'im chafetz, ibay chalos, ibay yabim. So, when they used to come in front of Rav, he used to give them the choice. Rashi says, whenever, whatever they want to do, we never force them. Rashi shita here is against other Rishon. And Rashi says, whatever excuse she has, Rashi says, any amasla could be good for saying, I don't want to do yibam. Rashi, like the fifth skinny line, v'lo teima muchashchin dafka, ela kol amasla shetitin lidvareha. If there's any good reason that she could give us that she doesn't want to do yibam, we would listen to her. Other Rishonim are not so convinced, only objectively good reasons, not any reason, but that is in a machlokas, Rashi and the other Rishonim. Vayitra, back in the Gemara, the Avar Yehuda savar in kofin. Rav Yehuda also says we don't force, right? We suggest, we ask in Rav Yehuda Begita to Chalitza, because Rav Yehuda wrote, said that this is what you say in the Shtar Chalitza, Ech plonis bas ploni, akavis yas ploni yavama kadmana lebedina. So-and-so woman brought her yavam in front of the Bezdin, v'ishtemo de'inu, and we became knowledgeable, we became aware of the fact, ta'achua de'misna me'aba nihu, this is, standing in front of us, is the paternal brother of the dead man, ba'amrilan, we said to her, or they say to him, eat savis liyabim yabim. If you want to do yibam, do yibam. Ve'ilo, and if not, itfala raglach diamina, extend your right leg. Ve'itfala raglach diamina, and he did. Right, this is what it says in the Shtar. Visharis sine me'araglohi, and she takes off his shoe. We never spoke about this. We're going to talk about this later in the Masechta, the symbolism of this maybe most unusual ceremony in Judaism. V'yarkas ban poi, she spits in front of him. Roka de mischazi lebedina al-ara, she spits on the floor in front of him. Roka that can be seen by the Bezdin. And Rabbi Chiya bar Avia, Messiah bar Meshved, Rabbi Yehuda, V'yakrinum at the custom, B'sefer HaRaisa, the Moshe, and we read in front of her, we called out, right, Beis Chalutz Hanol. But it says there in the Nusach, that it's the choice. We give the choice, so therefore that's the Raya, that even he also gives the choice. Remember what we discussed back in the first parak about Halacha L'maisa, Ashkenazim don't do Yibam, Ashkenazim only do Chalitza B'zman Hazeh, Svardim, some still do Yibam, and that was the big tshuva of Rebbe Avadya in the 1950s, relating to defending the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in terms of Yibam, even B'zman Hazeh. Ish Tamoda Inu, last section, what does that mean? We found out. Pligibar Ravacha B'Ravina, Chat Machlokas, Chat Amar Be, how do we find out? Chat Amar Be'edim. One says, well, we need witnesses to tell us that this is the dead brother. Dead brother's brother. The Chadam, Rafilu Karv, Rafilu Isha, and others say, no, anyone, even a Karv and an Isha, can testify about this. The Hilchasa, Gilui Milsa, Ba'almahu, V'yafilu Karv, Rafilu Isha. And the Lach is, it's just a Gilui Milsa. Even a relative, even an Isha, could say that. What does Gilui Milsa Ba'alma? We'll have to stop here, but at the beginning of next year, we discuss it. Does Gilui Milsa mean it's not really, you're not testifying about an event? You're testifying about a reality. That's what Gili Milsa means, and therefore you don't need witnesses. Or does Gili Milsa mean something more like Milsa da Avidi Ligaluye? It's something that can be revealed in the future. You do have to see here the Rif and the Rambam and the Rivash all discuss this line of Ishtamode Inu. Okay, we'll stop here again. But the next two daf, well, the next couple of daf will be uploaded again from the last cycle. We'll pick up online again Sunday morning from Tinek, 7 a.m. in Rinat, and then Monday back here in Eretz Yisrael at some point on Monday, hopefully, and then Tuesday morning back here in the morning. Okay, we'll stop here.